All right, hello again. The government is to move to disregard historical convictions for the committing of sexual acts between consenting men up until homosexuality was legalised in the law of the state in 1993, or at least, sorry, homosexual relations between men were legalised in 1993. 941 men were convicted of offences prior to decriminalisation. Jed Nash, you welcome this, presumably?
I do. I'm quite proud of this, quite frankly. So I hope the panel will indulge me for a minute. Myself and my Labour colleagues drafted this initial legislation that prompted this process back in 2016. I brought it to the Shannon when I was in the Shannon in 2016. And to be fair to ministers Charlie Flanagan and David Stanton at the time, they understood what it is, what it was we were trying to achieve. The original bill was about garnering a state apology to LGBTQI plus citizens for the harm that the laws on our statute books caused for LGBTQI plus citizens. And a second element of that was an exoneration or disregards process to set aside convictions that men would have obtained since the foundation of the state.
The apology was achieved.
The apology was achieved in 2018, and we did that in both houses of the Oireachtas on a very historic day, on the 25th anniversary of the decriminalisation of homosexuality. So I'm very pleased now that the working group report, and I supported the work of the working group, some excellent people on that working group, people like Kieran Rose, for example, well-known activist and campaigner for LGBTQI plus rights over many, many generations. He and his colleagues on the working group and the Department of Justice officials and Minister McEntee did an exceptional job. So we're at the point now where the government has agreed with us after a seven-year process that we should introduce a scheme of disregards. And I think to mark the 30th anniversary of the decriminalisation of homosexuality by the Labour Party in 1993, right, it would be appropriate and timely that that legislation be prepared now and that the legislation be introduced before the end of this year.
All right. In government at the time with Fianna Fáil, wasn't it? Maura Geoghegan Quinn.
That's right, yeah. And actually, I recall at the time, it wasn't an easy process. Maura Geoghegan Quinn was the Minister in possession of the ball.
She heard in particular from a mother of who wanted to know why her son was being criminalised.
I had heard that story actually from David Norris, all right. But of course, remember as well the function and role of David Norris in this. David Norris had to take a case to the European Court to vindicate his rights. So as part of that process as well, we insisted that that must become central to a programme for government, a price for our participation in government. There are actually some people in Fianna Fáil at the time and colleagues of mine who helped to negotiate, for example, the programme for government, who wanted actually the age of consent to be higher for gay and bisexual men than for everybody else. But that's history. Fianna Fáil, to be fair, did agree that as part of that programme for government that we would and should decriminalise homosexuality. Right. We're approaching the 30th anniversary this week, 30 years ago, and I think a timely way of actually remembering and coming to terms with our past. So we can actually prepare for a better future is to actually introduce the scheme of disregards as soon as possible,
right,
hopefully this year.
Jennifer, it's quite a difficult process though, identifying people who are affected by it. I think there was an email address established in order to try and get people to make contact. Nobody made contact through the email address, so the legacy of that wrongful shame that hung over people who were involved in consenting relations during a time when homosexuality was considered criminal in this country, that's going to be difficult to find people and exonerate them.
It is, yeah, and that's an excellent point. And I think actually there was a working group set up to examine all the different issues around legislating to disregard those historic convictions for consensual sexual activity. That the final report hasn't been published yet. It'll be published in the next few days. I think it'll be interesting to see the recommendations therein and how the group proposes that the government address exactly that issue. And I think that is something that will be teased out in the coming months.
All right, but we should see something, Damien English, in these recommendations that will deal with any of these outstanding issues, should we?
Yeah, Roger O'Gorman, Minister Roger O'Gorman addressed it all this evening on this, and he did set out the prepared timelines to have this work completed this year, because I think marks the 30 years as well. So it's passed through Cabinet today, and he said he'll lead the work on that as well. I think it's a major step forward.
All right, Mairead Farrell, your reaction?
Well, look, I think, first of all, it does show how far we've come in the last 30 years, and as Jed did say, obviously it's always important that we do actually understand the past that we've had and the wrongs that were committed, I suppose, to our citizens. And I think that's an extremely important point. Of course, we have a lot further to go, and we've seen that in recent times in terms of education for young people and all those kind of things. But I do think this is one extremely welcome step, and I do hope that that is put through by the end of the, by, you know, in this year to mark that 30 years.
Right. One very, very,
just very
point
briefly,
and I hope it didn't appear to be ungracious to Morrigan Gwynne, who did a very good job as Minister for Justice, and actually her speech introducing sex education bill was absolutely excellent, and all credit is due to her. Just one point to make. I'm dealing today, in the last couple of days, with two constituents of mine in Drogheda, who were the victims of an alleged homophobic violent attack at the weekend. They've shown me footage. I'm assisting them in this process. So we've a long way to go before Ireland's that beacon for LGBTQI plus rights that we think we can be.